The 2017 legislative session is off to a tense start, with politicians already butting heads over the all-important budget. The fight could spell disaster for freshman lawmakers hoping to earn their keep in the State House. I'm Kate Payne. Every year, the one thing the legislature has to do is pass a budget. But from day one, Speaker of the House Richard Corcoran, Senate President Joe Negron, and Governor Rick Scott are preparing for a budget battle. The three Republicans fundamentally disagree on state spending and economic development. And some Capitol watchers are worried the fight will derail the process entirely. Pam Olson prayed for lawmakers on the Senate floor.
And Lord, I know I'm asking for a miracle, but may this session end on time.
The fear of a rocky session is looming over first-time lawmakers who hope to hang on to voter support. It's driving freshman representatives like Nicholas Duran, a Democrat from Miami, to reach across party lines.
It's true. Yeah. My first bill that I co-sponsored, first two bills that I co-sponsored were with members of the opposite party, Republicans.
Duran says he's optimistic, but he is keeping his schedule open in case lawmakers have to come back to Tallahassee for a special session.
I've sort of started talking to my wife, my family, because I think they need to know a little bit about those sorts of things. But we have to play the cards as they lie.
But for Speaker Richard Corcoran, conservative principles outweigh most everything else. That's riling up some veteran lawmakers who favor pragmatism and compromise. But freshman Representative Byron Donalds, a Naples Republican, is ready for the difficult conversations.
It's a very good time to be in the legislature, despite all the quote-unquote raucousness of it. I think what we're really doing is having critical conversations for the future of our state. And if you take this job seriously, and I know all my colleagues do, but if you really take it seriously, you're going to rub elbows. It's going to be sharp. There are things you're going to fight about because that's how you get to the best policy.
But first-time Rep. Carlos Guillermo Smith says the conservative crusade is leading to bad policy. The Winter Park Democrat criticizes plans to set term limits for judges and to override rulings by the state's highest court.
We have made the Florida Supreme Court, which is a check on the legislature as a separate branch of government, public enemy number one under this leadership.
In order to pass the budget on time, lawmakers may be forced to make compromises and sacrifices. But for now, they're showing no signs of backing down. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.